Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 75. I'm Nick Tan, as always, and you are most welcome to this next hour or so of music, independent music from all over the world. Music that you've never heard before, or something like that. No, it's not music you've never heard before. What is it? What's the line I always use? I can't remember what it is.
The best music you've never heard.
The best music you've never heard, that's right. But you might have heard some of these, but you may not have done, because I'm playing these for some of these for the first time. I've got some chat. I've got some fun stuff. Anyway, before all that, let's have some music. Normally, I have three tracks before we do talking things. So the first track this week, one of my favourites. This is Helen Austin and Take Me Away.
I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Yes, I've got Izzy with me this week. Now, wasn't that good? We like that. We like Helen Austin. Yes. I can't think of anything else to say there. The next thing I'm going to play is a thing called AJ by somebody called Tan Star, who found me on Twitter. I don't know how we found each other on Twitter, but she sent me some tracks, and this is one of them. This is AJ. Yeah. Oh, it just it ended abruptly. Ended abruptly, that one. I don't know why. Anyway, that was... Again, I always get that, don't I? Every week I get that. Yeah, that was Tan Star on a track called AJ. Before I continue, I've got a colleague from the Association of Music Podcasters, with a little message for you one and all, especially if you're in Liverpool.
Hey everyone, this is Dan from Rat Hole Radio, and I just want to tell you very quickly about the Rat Hole Radio gig, which is going to be happening in Liverpool in the UK at the Zanzibar, and it's going to be on Sunday the 24th of April at 8 p.m. And we've got I Am Not Left-Handed, who sound a bit like this. We've also got 20 Pound Sounds, who sound a bit like this. And we've got Rob Warren, who sounds a bit like this. It's not about the fall, it's about... So come down, it's only £5. Get yourself a ticket by heading to ratholeradio.org/gig. That's ratholeradio.org/gig.
Very nice little jingle that is. Very nice indeed. Better than the shoddy old bits of shit that I do. yeah, Rat Hole Radio is another podcast, and we are all members of the Association Music Podcast. I should plug that a bit more, really, because there's lots of other podcasts on there, but I forget a lot. If you Google Association Music Podcasters, I should really have that on my website as well. I should do a lot of things, really, shouldn't I? Never mind. Yeah, go and check that out. I'm going to be playing that jingle up until the actual event there for Mr. Rat Hole Radio person whose name I've forgotten. I'm really sorry. Oh, it's Dave, I think. Is it Dave? Oh, shit. Isn't it? I bet it isn't either. Right, well, a few weeks ago, we did an Unplug the Jukebox. And it wasn't an Unplug the Jukebox special. It was just some people in the studio. The Rising came in and played a couple of tracks, and we did an interview and stuff. And one of the tracks I played on the podcast, on that actual podcast, and this one I didn't. This is the Rising, and a track I can't see. It's called Getting Something or Other. Hang on a minute, I can't read it properly. Oh, look, believe you me, you all remember the title of this song. This is The Rising, a couple of weeks ago, live here in my house.
Ain't it a shame? But honey, I ain't the one to blame. You don't know my name. All you know is misery and pain. You know that I can fly so high, but you're always blue. I ain't got a clue what to do with you. You're getting me down, you're getting me down, you're getting me down, you're getting me down. You're getting me down, 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 you're getting me down. Don't give me the look, don't give me the frown. You're getting me down, you're getting me down, you're getting me down. So what's the use? You should try walking in my shoes. You blow a fuse. Oh, why don't you tell me something new? I think you're mad, and I think you get it from your dad. You still pop your pills, 'cause that's the only way you can catch your thrills. You're getting me down, you're getting me down, you're getting me down, you're getting me down. You're getting me down, 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 you're getting me down. Don't give me the look, don't give me the frown. You're getting me down, you're getting me down, you're getting me down. We'll be right back. getting me down, you're 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 getting me down. Don't give me a look, don't give me the frown, you're getting me down, 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 you're getting me down. Don't give me a look, don't give me the frown, you're getting me down, you're getting me down, you're getting me down.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Lovely. That was The Rising a couple of weeks ago. And guess what? That song's called Getting Me Down. Actually, I think it's called Getting Me Down. If it's not, it bloody should be. Right, well, earlier on this week... Paul...
Yes. Hello, Nick.
Hello. Good evening.
Yar.
Hello. Good evening and welcome. And it's that time.
Yeah.
It is. You come is. Here and you've eaten.
Am I close enough?
Well, I don't know. Hang on. Let's move this around a bit. And you've already eaten, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Swine.
Chicken, couscous.
Oh, couscous.
Some veggies. Yeah. Nice spicy couscous.
Yeah.
Got it from this shop, this little farm shop down really? Towards Pagham in Sussex. We were down there at the weekend.
Oh, very nice.
For a friend's little boy's christening. So we thought, oh, we're a bit early. We've got a bit of time. Let's pop in here.
Let's go and buy some couscous.
Let's go and buy some couscous.
But if you've got some free time, I always go and buy some couscous.
Me and Mrs. Lane know how to live, mate, I tell you.
You do.
We really do.
I go for Ainsley Harriet's. Ainsley Harriet does his own brand of couscous.
He does, doesn't he?
I want that on a t-shirt. Ainsley Harriet does his own brand of couscous.
Ainsley Harriet, let me tell you, right? Ainsley what? Harriet, I got a cookbook of his for a birthday present from friends about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it is the book that I use the most.
Really?
Honestly, I got Jamie Oliver, I got all that jazz, but I think this book is brilliant.
Fantastic.
So this week I'm going to review cookbooks.
Cookbooks. Ainsley Harriet versus Jamie Oliver.
Is we should do an offshoot called Is This Oven On? Or something like that. You know, you're a keen chef, aren't you?
I am. Very, very keen.
Yeah, I love
it. Because vegetarian, so you got to you cook up your own food.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of, you know...
I love it. You know, it's great. You know, I love having people round, and we should have you and Debs round one evening.
You should do. You have to cook vegetarian.
That's fine.
Food,
that's not a problem.
What happens?
My best mate's wife's vegetarian, so it's not a problem.
I have a friend. I think he might be vegetarian.
Yeah. So that's fine. You know, I'm used to the catering for you tree hugging weirdos who don't like meat.
Right, can you stop banging the table now? You keep leaning on it. I'm very aware of it.
Sorry, you know me.
I'm anyway, about... so what have you got? What have you got for us this week?
Well, I haven't spoken about Our Melody Records for a little while.
No, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. It's a bit longer than that.
Is it? All right, I don't know.
Must be about 3 weeks at least.
Is it?
No, it's been a while. It's been a while. And yeah, I thought I would review an album by a band called Lerino Amps. Have I said that right? Is that right?
No, I've not said that.
Lerino Amps.
Well, see, there you are, you see. A Scottish guitar singing band called Lerino Amps. Lerino Amps. There isn't it? Yeah. Why do they choose the words that are difficult to say? Have you seen that band? That's Yorkshire. That's more Scottish. I don't know.
So you're whining and now you're putting on bad accents.
I know.
Why? Why are they?
So how did they get? Why did they come up with a name like that?
I don't know.
Buck trends. There you are.
I'm not in the band, mate. You're asking questions like my missus asked now.
Sorry.
Why did they say that? Why did they? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. All right. Go on. Tell us about them then.
Lerino Amps. It's their new album and it's called Appetite. Not for destruction, just Appetite.
Right, okay.
And I had a little listen to it. As always, Our Melody releases always intrigue me. Our Melody Records is a label that we've, Glasgow based label that we've spoken about quite a few times here. The releases that come out on that label are always you know, a little bit eccentric, a little bit odd, a little bit left of centre, always intriguing, always interesting. And this is no different, really. It's, you know, not as unhinged as the likes of Super Adventure Club and Cuddly Shark and people like that, but there is that edge.
Is there really a band called Cuddly Shark?
Cuddly Shark, yeah.
Cuddly Shark.
Yeah.
Is it like Hot Tuna? They've gone for Cuddly Shark.
Cuddly Shark, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't listen to Radio 1 anymore.
Radio 1?
Is it?
No, no, not Radio 1.
Is this a
1.
Local band we're talking about?
Yeah, they're Scottish.
Are they?
On the Scottish label.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Fucking hell. Look, mate, I'll go home and get ignored. I don't come here to bloody hell have it as well. Jesus.
You haven't reviewed Cuddly Shark here?
No, I haven't, though, because I got sent their album before I was doing this. There was a life before.
Yeah, I know, but how am I supposed to know that? How am I supposed to know that?
Well, the listeners might. They might have got off their asses and sort of said, oh, I'm Melody Records, I'll go and check them out. I'll follow
them. Lainer's, Paul says that.
Might have done. You know, follow my advice on music, nothing else. Yeah, okay. Where was I?
It says Jason.
The hell was I talking about?
They're a little bit different from bands like Cuddly Shark.
They're not quite as edgy.
Edgy.
Not quite as rabid.
Rabid?
Or raucous. Ooh. But there's still that edge to them. Let's talk about the album, Appetite. It's bloody good. First track.
Thank you very much, Paul. I'll speak to you next week.
It's been great. It's been a pleasure. This one's not waiting is the first track. Now, there's a real new wave feel to it. There's an organ sort of flying away in the background, and it sounds to me it's a sort of new, kind of new wave feel to it. But it sounds like it could be off of I Should Coco, which is Supergrass's first album, which was fantastic. You're looking at me very blankly there, Nick.
No, I well, we must be used to that by now.
Have you not heard of I Should Coco by Supergrass?
No.
You're joking.
I know. It's shocking, isn't it?
Oh,
but you see, I'm looking
and
here.
You're presenting music to people.
Yeah,
it's,
I know,
but
see here, look. It's got on here. A Tom Waits meets
Hang
Tom's
on, I don't want people to know that I'm referring to the bloody...
Oh, you're not referring to this, are you?
No,
oh,
I'm
don't,
not,
do, don't
I'm
do
not.
That.
I brought it with
don't
me.
Do that.
No,
that's
I'm
what,
not. I'm not.
That's what lazy. It says here what lazy Sunday afternoon things do.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but the thing is, I've heard
I've
of.
I've got my I've, notes here.
I've heard of Tom.
Go
grab on your phone.
My notes. Yeah.
I've heard of Tom Waits, and I know lots of Tom Waits. So if they started talking about it, sounds like something on Swordfish Trombone. Tom Waits. Mm. You'd look at me, so you're looking at me blankly, and I go, you haven't heard Swordfish Trombone by Tom Waits?
Hang on,
it's a fantastic
about
album.
Shark.
Yeah, I know, but you were saying Supergrass, I hadn't heard that particular track.
Oh, cat in here. Christ, I wonder what that was. I thought you were playing footsie with me then, mate. Hello, mate.
Not that time. No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, I've heard of Tom Waits.
Yeah.
And which because I listen
he's
to that
fantastic.
Sort of music.
Yeah, I don't know that album, though.
Swordfish Trombone. Oh, it's a brilliant album.
I'll have to. I have to investigate. Well, I have to put that on that list. We were going to do a list, weren't we, of albums that you were going to do for me.
That's fine, probably.
Yeah. So I'll add that to the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
You carry on.
Shall I do that?
Yeah,
okay, yeah, so that's a great track. There's a track on there. This is the one that says about Tom... What happened to my voice?
I don't know.
Tommy Cooper.
Oh.
Never Be Alone, which is the one that says about Tom Waits on the press release.
Okay.
Well, Tom Waits didn't immediately spring to my mind, but I'm not terribly educated.
It might sound exactly like something
you're
sort
world.
Of
Yeah,
mind.
exactly. For me, it was very much like a kind of a creepy sort of ghost dance kind of shuffle kind of thing. For the initiated amongst you, who remember Andrew Foster coming in a few little while ago, and he said about Loz Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this song does sound like a creepier version of Witches by Loz Bridge and the Box Social, which is a bloody fantastic track. So while you're checking out Lorino Amps, go and check out Loz Bridge and the Box Social as well. Yeah, it's great. And it's got this mad sort of sing-along chorus in the background, which is like something out of a musical. You know, so there's a real... kind of quite a mixture of things going on.
See,
it's great.
By the sound of this is the sort of thing that I'd like.
I think you would like this band, yeah. but it's that's the only song that's like it on the album. They don't. There's not a bunch of playing. Saturation
that's
Day. Then it's like, yeah. Sorry, you lost interest now, haven't you? Go and look up Supergrass on the internet or something.
Wow.
Saturation Day is then sort of breaks away from that and it's a real pop punk kind of tune, and then you've got a track which is called Sinners, and that's like country almost.
Yeah.
Now you played some country, didn't you, last week?
I did. Baby, please, won't you come back?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Didn't you like that?
I didn't like, yeah.
So you didn't
yeah.
like, there's some tracks you didn't like last
week.
I always like it when you say I don't like tracks. Because no, because I want to make your life miserable.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
because
I waste an hour of my life that I'm
always
get back.
I always like the tracks that I play.
Yeah.
And I always see that there's something good in them.
Yeah.
And if someone doesn't see it, I just think, that sort of proves that the podcast and the music that we play is a broad church that doesn't appeal to everybody. If it appealed to everybody, it would be Radio 2.
Boring.
Yeah. it'll be bland, so everybody likes it. Mm-hmm. So I quite like it that it's not. Mm-hmm. I did think long and hard about playing that track because I thought, but then I just found myself singing it in the week. I thought, you know what? That's a good little track, that is.
It's your show.
Well, I
you can do what you want.
And then I played it, and then I looked at it. It was Rebecca Pigeon. What a name. And then I looked up her website. She's gorgeous.
Is she?
Oh God, she's gorgeous. We should say that about every band.
Her website's going to get quite a lot of hits now on the back of this. No one's going to bother about Lorino amps.
Rebecca.
No one's going to bother about Lorino amps now. It's going to be like, oh yeah, who? Rebecca Pigeon, that's who we want to check out.
See, good name.
It's a good name.
I've remembered it. You know what I'm like.
Yeah, that's a given. Is that because of the name or because she's gorgeous?
No, because of the name.
Okay. Well, that's a very Sinners off of the Lorino Amps album. It is a very country tinged song. It's like a campfire sing along. That's what I thought. Not a campfire. As in,
burning.
It's getting warm. No, nothing like that. It's a camp, as in, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm Alive, it then goes again, a change in styles again, reminds me of a bit musically. It was a little bit like Beat on the Brat by the Ramones. I thought, musically, quite deadpan vocals. Vocally, actually, the guy, I'm trying, it just winds me up who he sounds. I want to say Billy Corgan out of the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, I know them.
And a mix between him and Tom Watsit from Kasabian. Mixture between the singer from Kasabian and, you know Kasabian?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. Yeah. Yeah, so a mixture between him and Billy Corker from Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah. So, yeah, quite a mix.
I've got a new song that's very similar to before. I've written it. When I wrote it, I thought, this sounds like Smashing Pumpkins.
Christ,
and
really?
sometimes when people do that, they go, it sounds like this. They don't write anymore. They go, it's got to sound completely original. But I thought, no, I really like Smashing Pumpkins.
No, people like familiarity.
Yeah.
They do. They don't like plagiarism, but they do like familiarity.
Yeah.
Having said that, you know, I really like the BDI album, and it's, you know, it sounds exactly like any Beatles album you can imagine, really. Cottonmouth Rock's the next track. Now, the drums on that sounded like a bit like Adam Ant, that kind of
dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Ooh, because they had two drummers.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. Yeah, yeah. Adam Ant had two drums.
That's what gave it. That's one of them.
Yeah, that's right. He did. And that's, the guitars and that are quite raucous. It's got that slightly, throughout the album, there is a feel to it that you just feel like this is going to go off in a minute. This is going to absolutely go mental. But it's slightly restrained, but it kind of holds your attention. There's a track called Weight, as in carrying too much weight.
All right, okay.
Which is quite touching and quirky and nice. The lyrics are about not giving up on a friend. But Stuck in Your Throat is also quite a poppy, sort of bouncy kind of tune. Again, has that feel to it that you think, this is going to go off in a minute. Mm. And it doesn't quite ever do that. But I like the fact that it kind of,
I wonder if they hold it back for live, because we spoke about that.
Mm.
No, but what I'm saying is like they hold it back on this recording, but live they actually go for it.
Yeah,
because we talked about that before on sort of tracks that you think, oh well, you know, it's got that live feel. And go, well, what have we got left afterwards?
Yeah, right. I reckon they'd be absolute carnage. Like.
Yeah,
I think it'd be great. And they're all very, very well liked by Vic Galloway of BBC Radio Scotland, who does a lot of good work for independent bands and stuff. Look at that.
What's that?
Label mates Jason Sinclair from Cuddly
Shark. Plays
drums on several tracks. And that coincidence. And Mandy Godlover from the Super Adventure Club. on the bass. £30 of bone. We've spoken about it.
We have.
As well.
See, look.
I'm making this.
It's a super group here.
It is a super group, yeah. So there we go.
Lovely.
So, well, yeah, go and check them out. I mean, the album is out on Monday, the 18th of April, so it's a little while to wait. But in the meantime, just go and check out the band because they're great. It's www.lerinoamps. That's LERENOAMPS.com. And go and check out the label as well. I never tire of saying this. Our Melody Records, www.rmelody.com. That's ARMELLODIE.
I'm assuming you've written about these on your...
By the time this goes out, yeah.
So, because myself and Paul were talking about this earlier on, is that the bands that he brings on, I don't list on the podcast, on the post, because I haven't got the information, because it all goes to Paul. So anything to do with Unplug the Jukebox, anything that Paul's brought to the table, as it were, this table here, go to unplugthejukebox.com and all the links and things will be there. And if they're not there, get on there and have a go at him.
But yeah, drop me an email, unplugthejukeboxreviews@gmail.com. Love to hear from anybody.
And also, if you've got anything that you think Paul should review, your band or your mate's band or whatever, get in touch with him. He'll review anything. You're not fussy, are you?
No,
actually, you are fussy. You only review stuff that you like.
I review things that I don't like.
Really?
Yeah,
but... Do you say it's pants?
Whether they get a good review or not, it's a different matter.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, yeah, I've said things are pants, don't worry about that. Yeah. But one or two noses out of joint, don't worry about that.
Very good.
Other side of this nice guy exterior. He's a bastard surfacing underneath. Now get in touch, unplugthejukeboxreviews@gmail.com, and check out the site as well, unplugthejukebox.com, because there's quite a few other exciting things going on, like, other than just reviews.
There are indeed. Yeah. Little pages and things and little things.
Check it out.
Or subscribe to it.
Yeah, why not subscribe?
If you subscribe to it, then you get every time Paul puts up a review, bling!
You get told about it.
In your inbox, straight there.
Happy days.
Lovely. Well,
next week.
Indeed. See you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers. Twitter.com. Yes, well, I'm going to talk about Twitter now. And that was, oh, by the way, thanks, Paul, for coming over. And thanks for all the lovely gigs you've got me. earlier on Twitter, I asked a question because I've lost something. I've lost something very important to me. Well, yeah, it is very important to me. And I've just put out on Twitter because I put stuff, random stuff out on Twitter sometimes, as well as, you know, I kind of use Twitter a little bit like Google, but a little bit more reliable, I like to think. I don't know, I ask questions of people on Twitter and I always get a decent reply. Well, not always, but most of the time I get a decent reply. And one of the things I put up was, what have you lost that you want to get back? Because what I've lost is I've lost two verses and a chorus of a song I've written. I wrote this song and it took me a long time to write it. The lyrics just took me a long time to write. Probably about a month, which might sound a bit crazy if you don't write music. And you don't write words, or you do write words and it's really easy, things come really easy to you. This particular song, I'd had the song for ages, 4 months, and I had the chorus, but I didn't know what the song was about. I didn't have a story to it. I didn't know what the whole theme of the song was. And then I got the theme, understood the theme, and then I wrote I sat down and I just wrote it. But it took me. It did take me hours to write, and I wrote it down, and I went and visited my friend in Bristol, and I came back, oh, bloody hell, there's bloody music starting. How come there's music starting all of a sudden? Hang on, let me just get rid of that. Stop that there. You won't hear that music starting because it would have cleared up by the time this podcast goes out. But I had music starting in my ears then, putting me off no end. So anyway, I went to Bristol to my mate Dave's, and I lost a bit of music. Now, I might have lost it in Bristol. I might have lost it back here. But wherever I've lost it, I've lost it. And I can't remember any of the words. So that's what I'd like back. I'd like that song back, please. Now, some other people wrote some stuff. Let me have a little look. Let me have a little look on Twitter. What have we got? So I asked the question, what have you lost that you want to get back? And Cowpunk Mum said, "My Journal of Poetry, I lost it." That's a terrible accent. That's meant to be Canadian. Wasn't even close, was it? Rubbish. "My Journal of Poetry, I lost it on a street in Vancouver, British Columbia." BC she's written, but I reckon it's British Columbia, you know. "Never to be seen again." So if you've seen Cowpunk Mum's Journal of Poetry in Vancouver, now there are some people listening in Vancouver, you know. I know. Actually, Helen Austin lives in Vancouver Island, which I would imagine he's not a million miles away from Vancouver. So,
you're clever.
I know. Well, I'm just working things out, you know. When you haven't got an awful lot of knowledge, you have to try and join the dots. Join the dots up there. If you've seen that, give it back to her. Who else now? Sarah Chicken retweeted. Well, she's very nice, but didn't do anything. Now, Warrior Girl, she said, In a literal sense, I have two camera batteries that have disappeared existentially. Oh, right, I see. In a literal sense, she's lost two camera batteries that have disappeared. Existentially, she's lost her love of London. Is that existential? I don't know. I don't even know what existential means. I have trouble. It is a word. It's a word I actually have trouble saying, let alone understanding what it is. The Long Mile said, "My sanity." Oh, he's lost his sanity. What else? Cardiff Blogger, he's put... Oh, no, that's Sarah Chicken. Ah, because Sarah Chicken... Oh, hang on. Yeah, Sarah Chicken retweeted, and Cardiff Blogger did, "I once buried a yellow AA van in the sand at Barry Island. I never found it and never got another one." Sad. Dun, dun, dun. I'm sure you could buy one, though. I'm sure you'd get one on eBay, couldn't you? And like my friend, Mr. Blunden, you got to go onto eBay and look up Mr. Blunden. He'll get you one, mate. He'll get you one, no problem. Galaxy Girl 88, virginity, not that I have yet. Well done, Galaxy Gal 88. So she hasn't lost her virginity. Is she saying that she hasn't lost her virginity? I don't know.
What's the question again?
The question was, what have you lost that you want to get back? Now, she's got virginity, two question marks, and it's got not that I have yet. Now, that yet...
She wants to lose it, but when she's lost it, she'll want it back again.
Yeah, but she's got it already, so she's okay.
She wants to miss it. She wants the pain.
Yeah, but so then she wants it. But then if she just stays as she is, she'll be happy. Oh, I don't know. The picture is of a little... Clara Barker in the Isle of Man says, "My glow friends, they hang about when the lights go out and gently glow from head to toe." Now, she's put that in parenthesis. Yeah, okay.
Is that a word?
Yeah, parentheses is a word. Or double speech marks. And I had a glowworm and a glow snail once. I've never heard of these. Have you heard of these things?
I think it's an alien.
No, my glow friends. Okay. Maybe there's some... Because she's sort of in her 20s. So she's in between our generation. So I don't remember glow friends. Do I remember?
Glow.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know either. Stonewing, he says, probably some old gig or demo recordings. I think I have them, but which unlabeled cassette is it? Now, which unlabeled cassette indeed? I found an unlabeled cassette this week.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And it's this one here, look, Drunk on Logic.
That's very old.
It's very old. Well, it's not that old. Well, it's old compared to your life.
It's old when you've only got 14,
when you've only lived 14 years.
Almost 15
next month. So there you are. That was a bit of fun, wasn't it? Or not?
Do you feel like you're on Blue Peter?
No.
Oh.
No, never.
Why?
Hang on a second. What else have I got on here? This is Cowpunk.
No, I thought I could
start. See, then Cowpunk Mum started a conversation with EF Americana about something else, and then Rock the Cupcake came on because I called her mad, and then that carried on, and then Izzy, you sitting right next to me, tweeted me. Oh, I don't know, that's what happens. Anyway, I think it's time for some music. What have we got next? We have got, hang on a minute, I've got to go back to this. Oh yeah, well, I've got this song called I can't remember what it's called now. Yes, I can. It's called "Stepped Out on the Ledge." And it's by a guy called David Cevoli, C-E-V-O-L-I. It is, and he sent it to me this week. Let's listen to that. This is quite jolly. This is.
My name is Ronnie, and I'm listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast from Japan.
My name is Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Wonderful. Now, the reason I'm playing those both of those jingles together is because these are my two friends in Japan, and with all this horrible stuff that's been going on in Japan, I won't go on about it. We've all heard loads of stuff about it. We've all got our own feelings, etc., etc., etc. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the good things. They're both safe and they are both well. And in celebration of these two great things, these two great people being safe and well, that's Ronnie and Keiko, let's play this.
けなく元気がないね君らしいね本人はロマンという素言があるはずだ子供は夕方6時を過ぎてもうちには帰らないなぜなら親のことなど頭にはない男の子は男の子は意味わからない君は言うようなセロリツピチなるリズム君はいきなり乗れるのかいでイタリアスペインフランスアトランティスムカンボジア被害届けが親から出されてても男の子はそっちのけさ泳ぐたまるまで男の前に
Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Yes, well, I've got loads of information on the website, so go along and subscribe. Now, you can subscribe to the podcast, which you may already do. Look, if you do all this anyway, I'm very sorry. I'm just going to run through a few things. Now, you might be listening to this on netradiouk.com, in which case you'll be listening to this every Tuesday. Every Tuesday at 10:30, it goes out on netradiouk.com. Now, that's basically, you're just listening to a feed of what I put out at the weekend. So you can carry on listening to netradiouk.com, which is if you want to, on whatever device you're listening to. Or you can come to the website, isthisthingonpodcast.com. Yeah, that's right. isthisthingonpodcast.com. And you can get it on iTunes and all that kind of malarkey. You can also listen on my thing on a little app called TuneIn Radio. And if you go onto TuneIn Radio, well, I don't know what it is, but Google it. And it's an app you can use on your Android phone, on your BlackBerry, or probably all kinds of different phones you can use it on. Also, there's a website called radiodentata.com. That's radio as in R-A-D-I-O, and then D-E-N-T-A-T-A.com. Now, for some reason, I don't know why, but they've picked up my show. You might be listening to my show on it now. Here I am in England talking to people in America. Yeah, I'm not too sure how it works, But it kind of works. If you go there and look under shows and find it, you might just be listening to it anyway. What the fuck do I know? Whatever you're doing, I hope you're enjoying it. You can, like I say, go onto the website, and if you click onto subscribe onto iTunes, and that will just get you the MP3 link. You know, it opens up in iTunes and all that sort of thing. If you don't like the iTunes thing, if you don't do iTunes, then there's also a link there where you can put your, what's it called? Email address, that's it, email address, and you can subscribe to the website. It's a WordPress website, so every time I put a new post up, which is for the this podcast. God,
breathe.
I know, it's like I'm not breathing, am I? I'm doing it too fast. Do you know what I was thinking earlier on today? I haven't drunk during a podcast for quite a few months. There was a phase when I'd always have a little thing of Jack Daniels here. Wasn't there? I've cut back on that. I think it's because I'm running. Oh no, I've been running. I haven't been drunk for ages. Everybody, what's going on? Thank you very much. I'm 300 days sober. I sound like a Jay and Silent Bob podcast now. So you can do all these things. If you put your email address into the thing that says subscribe to the website. What happens is every time I put a new blog post up, which is basically when I put a new podcast up, you get it sent to your email address, the text and stuff. Plus, you get the MP3 as well, so you actually get that sent to your email address. You can also get it through some little podcatcher thing as well that Irk was talking about the other week. I can't remember what it is. See, I'm not very good at all the technical stuff. Well, I'm not bad at the technical stuff. It's all the listing things and being organised and stuff I'm not very good at. I just do the talking bit, and I think I've got quite a good ear for music. Me being a musician and all. I've got a gig actually on Sunday the 3rd. If you're in Kilburn and you know where Powers Bar is, go and see me. I'll be there at 8:30 and I'll be playing music and things. We'll be talking about my music in a little while, but What am I going to do now? I'm going to play a song by my friend Kid Russell. Kid Russell it is. This is a great track. I'll let him introduce it. Well, he doesn't introduce it. I've got a jingle that he recorded for me last year, and we'll play a bit of that. Anyway, this is Kid Russell.
You're listening to Is This Thing On with Kid Russell. Make sure to get my album. Thanks.
All right, Wilson, you do a button up and I'm playing.
Cool.
When the sun came up, I put my t-shirt on. I threw my cleats on my shoulder, tucked my football in my arm. Then I run down the street to wake up my friend Greek. Then head to the field where everyone else was meeting. We would play football till the sun gave up. The end zone's between the tree and the pickup truck. Don't care who won, as long as we talked our shit. And when the day was done, we go raid the fridge.
When you grow up, you go through so much.
Help me grow up.
I thank you so much.
When we were back.
To varsity games, I love the Friday night lights and the varsity dames. On the highway of life, it's time for us to part ways. We all went to different universities, and I broke too many bones, had to hang up the cleats. But I was there when Aaron got drafted to the league. It was like a miracle, a dream come true. If a backyard hero can make it, I can make it too. Make it to
when you grow up, you go through so much.
Help me grow up.
I thank you so much.
When we were back.
Together and watching my TV and seeing him gave me the courage to chase my dreams. Now I'm on stage and I'll be playing all overseas. We all got our own careers and families, but every year on the morning of Thanksgiving, we play one game. It's our annual tradition, a little slower, but when we hit that grass, it's like our game never ended and we go right back.
go right back.
When you grow up, when you grow up, you go through so much.
You go through so much.
You help me grow up.
You help me grow up.
I thank you so much.
I thank you so much.
When we were back. Back,
back,
yeah, heroes,
heroes, yeah.
Mummy,
yes, dear.
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy, what can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
Yes, as you may gather, I am a singer-songwriter, and I play music. That sounds good, doesn't it?
I play music.
This next bit, what normally happens is right at the end of the podcast, I always play one of my own songs, okay? And so I'm going to do that, but this time I'm going to play it with a little bit of a difference. I belong to lots and lots of different forums and websites. If you Google Nick Tan, you'll find me everywhere. Honestly, I'll try everything, because normally you have to put a little profile thing up, upload some tunes and things like that. Well, one of the websites I belong to is a thing called Music X-Ray. That's musicxray.com. And they do many, many things. They give you opportunities to put your music in. There's a lot of websites that do this, actually, in TV programs, like Helen Austin does. Helen Austin is in lots of different TV programs. All kinds of things like that. One of the things they do is a thing called focus groups. You have to pay for this to be done, this focus group. But they gave me a special offer a couple of weeks ago and said, look, we'll give you this voucher. It's not really a voucher. I didn't get a voucher in the post. It was like, you can have $25 worth of focus group. So I put a song in to the focus group. Now, I'm not a big fan of these sort of things. I mean, some people like to have their music judged. I think that's a very dangerous thing to do, unless you're very secure with what you do. There used to be a website called GarageBand, and what you could do on GarageBand was put your songs up on there and have them reviewed by people. And I did that for a while, quite a few years ago. The website doesn't exist anymore, they've closed down now. Just for a bit of fun, really, because one of the things you could do was also to review other people's music, which is quite an interesting thing to do. I quite enjoyed doing that. So I thought what I'll do is I'll put forward my most commercial tune, and the tune is the one that's earned me the most money out of all the tunes I've done. This tune's actually earned me money in sales and in downloads, etc., etc. It's a very easy band type song. It's most of my stuff now all of my stuff now is acoustic guitar bass, and it's just sort of song. If you've never heard me before, if you haven't heard me before, what the bloody hell are you doing? You should be going off and listening to my tracks now. But if you've heard me before, Pardon?
You're demanding.
Well, you know, you've got to put yourself out there. So anyway, and also the thing about this track is it's kind of an old track of mine, and I didn't really care if everybody kicked it around and said, this is out of our rubbish, because I know I'm confident, because I think, well, this is quite a good song. So anyway, I'm going to play this song in a minute, and afterwards I'm going to tell you what came out of the focus group, what this focus group of 25 people. So 25 people made a comment, kind of judged this song. Now, what you can also do is you can ask three different questions. Now, I didn't really read the instructions and the questions very well. I'm not very good at reading instructions. Basically, you have to ask questions that will have yes or no answers. Yeah? Yes or no answers? Well, what I did is I didn't...
Sorry, I just had that and read them.
Yeah, I know. So I didn't really do very well there. But apart from the last one, I thought it was quite good. Anyway, the first question I asked was, which artist do you think this song would suit? Yes or no, not very good. Anyway, this all becomes pertinent later on. The second one was, which genre do you think applies to this tune? These are the questions that I've done, yeah? And the third one, which works, would you want to sign up to this artist's mailing list? Yeah? So they answer yes or no. Now, what I'm going to do now, and there's lots of. I know, some of them are quite funny. But if you're on Music X-Ray, or you've got songs that you think, oh yes, I want people to, you know, I want some reviews of my songs and tell me what they're like and all that sort of thing, just beware. I think, like I said, I think it's a bad practice to do, because it really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what people think of your music. If you think it's good enough, or even if you don't, to be honest with you, I always go back to Sugar Babes. I think the Sugar Babes music is rubbish. It's awful. But thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people like it and have to go and buy it. So, you know. Anyway, without any further ado, I'm going to play the track that I submitted to Music X-Ray, the Music X-Ray forum. Not forum, Music X-Ray focus group. So you have a listen to this, and then after this, I will tell you what they said. This is me, Nick Tan, and How Can It Be Wrong? Look in the mirror. What do I see? Look through the window, staring back at me. It's 2 a.m. I'm feeling so free. 24 hours, what a place to be. Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? Well, how can it be wrong in the day or night? Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? Well, how can it be wrong? Coming to meet me underneath the stars this time together. Last hours and hours and hours, say that it's over. Never meet again, you gotta remember. Still my special friend. Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? How can it be wrong in the day or night? Well, how can it be wrong? Alright, well, how can it be wrong? Still can't believe it. It's a mystery, it just kind of happened. Being you and me, who would have thought it? But it's plain to see I'm loving the good times. The rest is history. Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? How can it be wrong in the day or night? Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so
can it be wrong? Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? How can it be wrong in the day or night? Well, how can it be wrong when it feels so right? How can it be wrong, wrong?
It just ain't right that you never met so many people and a love affair. So many years and he's no show. Time to tell him how to pack his things and go. It just ain't right that you never met so many people and a love affair. So many years and he's no show. Time to tell him how to pack his things and go. It just ain't right. You never there. So many people in a love affair. So many years and he's no show. Time to tell him how to pack his things and go.
There you go. How can it be wrong? Not a bad little tune. I mean, it's not gonna save any lives. It's not gonna change any people's lives. But it's all right. It's a nice little tune, isn't it? It's good. It's not a bad little tune. I'm quite happy with it. It was quite fun to make, and I quite enjoy the of all of it. I really enjoy the triangle. I know it's sad. I know. So anyway, the artist. What I said was the which artist do you think this song would suit? Which genre do you think this applies to this tune? And what would you like to sign up to this artist's mailing list? Because I've got a mailing list. I'm trying to get more people onto my mailing list. So if you go to my website, then sign onto my mailing list. Nicktan.co.uk. Remember that one? Nicktan.co.uk. There's a little mailing list thing on the right hand side. Not subscribing to the blog yet, just to the mailing list. Now, this is what it says. I've got this page in front of me. And so here we are. Nick Tan, How Can It Be Wrong? The song is considered better than 45% of the music submitted to Music X-Ray. I don't know what that actually means. Does it mean that there's 55% of the songs that are submitted to Music X-Ray? I don't know. I'm not very good with numbers. Is that what it is?
So say there are 100 songs.
Yeah.
You are number 55, I think. Wait. You're either 55 or 45.
You're rubbish. A star.
That was for science.
Oh, right, okay. Now, my average rating, based on 25 participants, is 3.12. What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
So people rated your song. Wait, does it say what out of?
Look, there's out of five, they've rated it 3.12.
No, out of five, all those 25 people... The average. So they've added all of the scores up.
All right. Okay.
Divided by 25, and that was
out. All right. So we're going to read some of these out. I'm going to leave this one till last. Because it's brilliant. So we're going to start at the bottom, and we're going to read some of these. Now, remember. Who do I sound like? What artist? It's got Mark Antony. I don't never heard of Mark Antony. Isn't there something to do with Cleopatra or the Romans? Anyway, Mark Antony. This genre would likely be easy listening. Signing up for this artist's mailing list to keep up would be great.
Hey.
Hey, how about that? This song would suit Enrico Iglesias or maybe Maroon 5. Yeah, I know, but do they have the same music? No. The song to me is like a jazzy Latin pop crossover theme. It is really cool. It's insightful, isn't it, eh? I heard it again. This is another rating. These people have given me, 4 out of 5. I heard it again and again. It is really beautiful in my heart.
This
song is mixed of blues and jazz style. I think this song has very high value of commercial promotion. I like it.
That's good.
The man can't speak English.
That doesn't matter. They've obviously made effort.
No, thing is, these people, right, they get paid for doing this. Not a lot, but they get paid some money. All right.
They've made effort.
Yeah, okay. A good song, your question needs to be yes or no questions, though. Yeah, I know that. I've got that now. I like this song. The guitar is nice. Love the finger picking, really smooth. The vocal is good and sounds a little like Sting, which is really a compliment, I think. Good work, nice song. Well, there you are. That's not too bad. Too Latin sounding for my taste. The MF comments towards the end don't fit the rest of the song. I'm imagining what they're saying is the male-female comments. Or was that the bit at the end? Just ain't right, you're never there to any people. I'd be willing to bet that other people felt the same way. Guess what? They
what
didn't.
Way?
They didn't. No, he thinks that too many tears in his... That bit, he thinks that that's not right. People won't like that. It doesn't suit the song.
But people do like that.
People do like that bit. And no one said anything about it. What else have we got? I think this falls with an acoustic pop with Latin overtones. I enjoyed listening to this. Relaxing stuff. Like it. I've got Michael Bublé Blues. I like this one. This person really didn't like... Oh, hang on. Let me do this. Like the guitars, lyrics are boring. Good instrumentals. And they've spelled instrumentals wrong. Now, this person really didn't like it. Strong concepts, poorly executed.
Oh
dear, he wasn't a happy bunny there. So let's go up. I'm going from the bottom to the top because I'm going to say that save the best till last. My favourite comment. This person gave me four stars. This artist reminds me of Jose Feliciano style-wise with the guitar work. I'm kind of with him on that. You don't know who Jose Feliciano is, man. See? Smarty pants, A-star. I would probably put this under easy listening, or possibly even under jazz. Now they've given me three stars, this next person. Mm-hmm. Don't care for the vocalist, music and vocals don't work.
Just in general, just on that song.
I don't know. It doesn't care for my vocals, it just doesn't work.
Why did you join a thing if you don't like music?
I know. Music and whatever. Now, the next person has put three stars. I think the genre is all depending on the sound of the vocal. For example, I think someone, Rihanna voice, would sound awesome. A big, powerful voice.
Can I just say they've actually given you four stars?
They've given me... Oh, they have. Sorry, you're right. What was that?
A firework!
Is that someone being shot? let me just read that again. I think the genre is all depending on the sound of the vocal, for example. I think with someone like Rihanna voice would sound awesome, a big powerful voice.
Google Translate.
Oh. Yes, it does. It does smack of Google Translate. Now, the next person's given me three stars. Which artist? No idea. Which genre pop sign up for mailing list? No, only because this is not what I listen to. So these people, right? Now, I could have paid for this. Yeah, I could have paid $25 for this kind of review. So imagine if you're an artist and you want to go, oh, I want a forum. Oh, yeah, music, extra. Oh, yes, I must do this. Yeah, you'd be a bit pissed off, wouldn't you? Right, the next one's going to be three stars. This song is very Latin jazz influenced. The production is great. And the playing is quite tight. However, not really my genre of music. I have no idea why X-Ray would send me this song to evaluate when I put rock, metal, alternative for my music taste. I have no idea either. It's given me three stars. But again, if I'd paid for it, they've sent me to a metalhead for this song. Not rock, quite right. I like this one. Not bad, don't know, and no. Brilliant. That's worth $25 of anybody's money.
How much do they actually get paid?
I don't know. If it's $25 and there's 25 people, I wonder if they get a dollar each.
They don't want to make profit.
Well, they might make profit in other ways. I don't know. So let's just assume at maximum they're not going to earn any more than a dollar each, or 50 cents. Or I think, as they say in America, 50 cent. Okay. But the person above gave me four stars, said, another cool song, a nice production. Okay, thanks a lot. Right, now we're getting near the top now. This song has a very Latin flair, and the only artist I can think of in that genre who would sound good doing this song would be Enrico Iglesias. Because I think he's the only Latin flair artist they know.
In the world.
So there you are. So I'm going to save this one till last. So This is the top one for me. This is on the top of the first one I read. Now, remembering that I'd have spent $25, I don't have to remind you anymore. Anyway, okay. Artist it would suit would be, in brackets, gosh, that's hard. You have an original sound, but it's definitely an independent sound. I'm going to leave that one alone. Best.
You've actually been kicked out of all genres now.
I have. Rejected. The genre is acoustic, jazzy, indie. Something you may find on NPR. I don't know what NPR is. You know what NPR? Okay. I would sign up for this list only if I got to know the musician, in brackets, you, and found you to be a classy person with high moral beliefs. Oh dear. I am a classy person.
You're being protected if you're a chap.
Now,
Natalie wrote this does not listen to your podcast.
I don't think she's not part of my major demographic. She goes on, I'm assuming it's a she. I don't just listen to anything. Well, I'm sorry, but you do. You do because you're on the forum. You're on the forum, yeah? Okay? You're on the forum that you listen to anything. Thanks for letting me review it.
I'm still laughing at high
moral. Yeah. So the only way that I can that this person would like to sign up to my mailing list was if they found out, if they got to know me, got to know the musician, i.e. me, and found me to be a classy person with high moral beliefs. Well, I've got quite high moral beliefs, but it depends on...
i.e. you're not a chav.
I'm not a... Well, yeah, but I think there might be American. I don't know. I'm thinking that all of these people are American. So there you are, musicxray.com, my focus group. I might put one of these. Am I allowed to put these up on the web? I think I can do whatever the hell I want. I might put this page up or not. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Let's just leave it as it is. Anyway, this has been Is This Thing On Podcast, and you can find all about it at isthisthingonpodcast.com. Do all the things that I say on this podcast and listen to other people's music and my music and like everything. Anyway, I think that's enough this week. We're going to go and have some...
I'm still laughing at high moral beliefs.
Fantastic, isn't it? High moral beliefs. Well, if you want to get your music reviewed by people, I'll tell you what the best thing to do. Send it to Paul Lane. Send it to Paul Lane at Unplug the Jukebox. He'll tell you what it is. He doesn't care if you've got high moral beliefs or if you're classy. So if you want to find out what I think about your music, if you send it to me, go to the website and send it to me. If I like it, I'll play it and I'll say nice things about it. All right, well, that's enough until next week. Should be a bit of an early one next week because I'm busy. I've got a gig on Sunday and Sunday evening, so I won't be doing it next Sunday. So I'm going to be playing at Powers Bar, which is in the Kilburn High Road in London, NW something or other. If you want to go. I'm going to go along and play some music. You can see how classy I am and see if I've got high moral standards. Anyway, thanks very much, Izzy, for being here.
It's okay.
Thank you very much. And I'll speak to you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
This is The Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?